You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 51.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Michael Ellenbright. Michael does not just talk about miracles, he performs miracles on a regular basis. Michael has invented an unprecedented technology called the iZone device that is placed in the Himalayas to harness the energy of grace from the nature around it. In the presence of this energy, our body and mind starts to operate at a higher vibrational state, and hence everything becomes increasingly quicker and easier. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Kimberly.
Fantastic. So I want to know about your life's calling and how you ended up creating the iZone device. How did this come about?
Well, it started with a lot of challenges in life. I had a kind of a rough childhood emotionally. And then I started doing a lot of personal development work. I had a lot of guidance, but still the journey of self-discovery, self-development was not an easy one. And despite all my effort, I found that I'm not able to reach my goals. So that started my journey in terms of discovering, truly discovering what really are the problems. Why, with so much of effort, I am not able to really reach my goals. So that was the starting point. And then along the journey, I started discovering that the human mind itself, without some support, has a hard time breaking through some of the old belief patterns that really get stuck in our consciousness. So that some level of help is a critical element that helps us move forward and break through some of through the old patterns that are really deeply embedded. With that in mind, I developed a technology, but at the same time, I am somewhat de-emphasizing the technology part of it because I'm using a combination of skills that I personally have developed over the period of time, and the technology is also a piece of it maybe, but I'm almost like, you can call me a doctor of consciousness, where I can go into a person's consciousness and really see what the roadblocks are and what can we do to take the person from point A to point B by breaking through some of those belief patterns and energetic patterns that get stuck fairly early in life.
Fantastic. I love that, doctor of consciousness. That's fantastic. I love a title like that. So it sounds like this has been a part of your life for a long time. And what was the turning point that made you take it and make it an actual business?
Well, I got laid off from my previous company called Motorola. 2008, they shut down the division, laid off everyone. And even though it was a little bit scary, but I knew it was time to really start doing what I've been preparing for over two decades.
Wow. Sometimes the universe brings us what we need and we don't even know it.
That's right. That's correct.
So now, so you've been working on this since 2008 and marketing and getting your stuff out there so people know who you are. What do you think is the biggest challenge you find with marketing?
Marketing, in my mind at least, is a journey of self-discovery where I truly understand what my skills are and what is the problem that I'm trying to solve. And that in itself, I believe, has been the biggest challenge, if you want to call it, or biggest challenge is probably the best word to use, where I was not 100% clear what problem am I trying to really solve. And it may seem obvious in my work in the hindsight, but while going through it, it was not so obvious. What kind of customers am I targeting? What kind of what value proposition do I bring to the table? That probably has been my biggest challenge.
Yeah, that is a challenge with all of us. But defining who that avatar is, what they need, and what solution we can bring.
Right.
I love that you say that marketing is a journey of self-discovery. I have never heard it phrased that way, but that is absolutely the truth. If you're a coach, or you're a light worker or a medium or anything like that, where it's your gift. That is absolutely true. And I have never heard it that way. And I'm going to, that's fantastic.
Okay, very good.
Enlightening us already. So now, discovering who that avatar is, that ideal client, who is your ideal client and what are you doing to get in front of them so they know who you are?
Let me maybe just spend 30 seconds in telling you what my mission is. And that might help in answering that question as well.
Perfect.
So my mission or my approach to the healing work is I want to help people fully knowing and believing in the core of my heart, believing that they don't need any help from me. And it sounds like a big paradox. But it really is the truth, because the moment I start to believe that they need my help, that they cannot do without me, then I'm making them dependent on me. And that goes against everything that I believe in. I truly believe everyone can heal themselves, do everything to reach their goals 100% by themselves without any help from me or anybody else. But paradoxically, the help, there's a core part of me that wants to help, and that is also coming from my heart. So there is a need that I'm fulfilling, is helping them knowing that they don't need any help. So in a sense, what I'm saying is the people who are willing to do their work and yet seeking help are the right clients for me. In other words, some clients who come in and say that, okay, why don't you just fix me? That's not that I will work with them. I'm not saying I won't work with them, but that's not an ideal client because they have given up their power. Or somebody who says they can completely do it on their own, then of course they don't come to me. So the ideal client is a one who is standing in somewhat of a balance, knowing some of their limitations where I can help them, and yet they're saying, no, I got my power with me too. Now, that's a very philosophical kind of an answer to your question, I guess. More tangible, if you're looking for a more tangible answer. My ideal client, in terms of, are you looking in terms of more demographics kind of thing? Or
It's how we define our avatar, because the avatar is so important for getting our message out there, because it's always so difficult, and especially in mind, body, spirit. Everyone has such beautiful talents, and they want to. In theory, it could help everybody, but you can't actually market to everybody.
So that's right.
I'd like to see about how people have narrowed down who their avatar is.
Right. Sure. So, my ideal client in that definition is a female. Now, female, I do not mean a physical female, but I mean a person who has enough female energy in them. Because the male energy is too much on the egoic side, egocentric side. So an over-dominant energy, male energy, is not 100% conducive to an open-mindedness to receive what I have to offer. So I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but I'm just But it's just my experience has been this way. That's what my experience has been, that you need enough female energy, and there are enough sort of physical male people who have got enough female energy in them, who are open enough to receive. So, but demographically, it's more female, more in the maybe 30, 35 range to 65 range. With a certain maybe income bracket also plays a role in it. Not because the of any other reason, just that there is a receptivity to invest in themselves. And that's just how my experience has shown me so far, that this is the sort of the right segment that I'm able to get the produce the best results for.
Fantastic. And so how are you getting in front of them? How are you marketing to that ideal demographic?
Mostly through the affiliates is probably the biggest one right now, that I have affiliate relationships with several people who already have clients sort of falling in that demographics category that I'm looking for. So through that, through those affiliates, I am marketing to these people. That's number one for me. And then I've also recently started doing some Facebook advertising by exactly giving the demographics that I just told you.
Fantastic. And so how is social media working for you?
I've not done too much of social media work per se in terms of like blog posts and stuff like that. I haven't done that much yet. I will start doing that. That's on my plate. But the advertising so far has been okay. I won't say it's spectacular. I would imagine the reason is that there's a credibility factor. There's a credibility gap that is hard to overcome through just Facebook advertising.
I would say yes, especially, and I'll enlighten my listeners and stuff as well. It's having, I always talk about the mindful marketing and being authentic and letting them know who you are. So yeah. Without having that base and having really worked in social media a little bit and doing the posts so they know who you are and what you do, it's really tough to just go and do an ad in Facebook and expect it to have a return on investment if you haven't built the platform, which is what I always talk about, is the levels of platform and the different ways to communicate to your clients. If there's not a full platform, it makes it very difficult.
Yeah, I agree with that. I realized that gap in my social media strategy, if you want to call it. So I'm gonna fill that gap.
Fantastic. So, and you're speaking as well. That's how we met at the Law of Attraction Radio Network speaking thing, or where Jack Canfield spoke as well. And so how is speaking working for you, and how are you getting leads from speaking?
Speaking has really produced significant results for me because I'm able to communicate my work a lot better than in any other form and shape. Now, I don't have too many leads on speaking. I'm focusing more on leads on speaking engagements as well. I'm looking for conferences, looking for teleseminars, looking for radio shows just like yours, maybe other radio shows as well. So I'm looking for those, and I'm searching for those, and I'm building some leads through that. But it's I think your original question was, how does that work for you? I think the speaking is probably by far the most promising way to reach people, I believe.
It is. I find that's pretty consistent with my guest and my clients, the speaking, because you really get to, again, it goes back to being authentic, and you get to really associate and get to know someone and see if they resonate with you when they meet you in person.
Right. Yes. I agree.
That's definitely a key part of the process.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree with that.
So, you know, in mind, body, spirit, in this arena, we always find it so difficult to to do the marketing part, there's a lot of what I always hear from my clients is that marketing is icky. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the biggest challenge that we face in mind, body, spirit when it comes to marketing our products?
That's a wonderful question, actually. My experience, it feels that the mind, body, spirit market is very fragmented, in the sense there are too many modalities out there, and that's great. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it is breaking the old norm. It's a new market. It's breaking the old norm of modern medicine, let's say, where you could easily form an equation. I have a headache. I need Tylenol, and it'll take my headache away and go away. Right? Now, that model breaks down in this mind-body-spirit field, so to speak, because there is no Tylenol really available. You have to, you're going to a deeper level than the body itself. And in that model, the conditions that are causing the end symptoms, so to speak, could be as varied as there are humans on the planet Earth. So bucketizing and saying, okay, if you have a problem X and do Y and you'll get the result, that model is breaking down in this field. And with that breaking down of the model, people, the consumer, are going to get confused, of course, right? There's no formula anymore.
Right.
And with that kind of a situation, people are confused. Now they don't trust anything. They've tried this, they've tried that, and they've tried 20 different things, and they're not getting the results that they're looking for, and they're not able to form a formula. The mind is, of course, going to get confused. And now to market to a market that is highly confused is a hard job now. That I believe, I at least my experience in my thought, that's, I think, what's happening right now.
That's a very interesting way to look at it. That's a new perspective, I think. But yeah, and finding the right people. I think it goes back to finding the avatar, right? We have to know exactly who we're marketing to, because those people are not looking for the pill. They're not
right.
looking for Tylenol, but they understand and that what we do and how that embodies who we are versus just a quick solution.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that was just an analogy I gave. But even people who are aware of this mind-body field, there are so many modalities that they may not really know what will work for their particular issue.
That is true. Because there you can have an energy healer come in. Do alchemy stuff. You're right. It's true. There's so many different ways to go. How do you know what works? And I think that goes back to what resonates, right? A little bit of law of attraction, what comes to us and what feels right when we experience it.
Correct. That's true too.
So
yeah.
True. Good old law of attraction brings everything to us.
Yeah.
So as you've built your business and as an entrepreneur, is there a particular software that you use to help keep you organized that you would recommend to someone starting a new business?
I've been using Infusionsoft for my marketing as well as e-commerce needs, and I find it quite invaluable to me, at least.
Excellent. Yes, I always like to hear what people are using, because there's so many out there, and some work better than others. And I love to hear what everyone's got going on.
Yeah, I think it depends on their needs as well, what stage they are at. In terms of the market, how widespread their market is. Is it local? Is it national? It's global? Whatever. So there are so many different aspects to selecting a software, I believe. But for me specifically, because my market is global, and I have a fairly large need for marketing in terms of like educational emails. To educate people on what's going on, what kind of work I do and stuff like that. So I think if for my needs especially, I think Infusionsoft is quite valuable.
That's fantastic. And how about a book, whether it's a spiritual book or a business book that you have found invaluable in your journey in creating this business and getting iZone device out there?
There have been, I'm a pretty avid reader, so I read a lot of books. If you say one that really stands out, would be the book called Switch.
Switch, I have not heard of that.
Yeah. Now I'm forgetting the names of the authors. It's been a while. I look it up, but yeah, it really is. It is a book about how to change your mindset. Because changing mindset is easier said than done. We have really created a certain set of beliefs about who we are and who and what we think we should be doing, and a somewhat of an effective way to switch over and look at it things in a very different way. I think that is probably one of the most effective books that I have read so far.
Fantastic. I'll have to look it up, and I'll let my listeners know when they go to look for the podcast. I will put it on the mindfulmarketingshow.com, and I'll have the right link with the right author so that everyone can find it.
It's by authors called Chip Heath and Dan Heath.
Okay. Yes, that is a new one for me. I will definitely have to check that out as well.
Sure.
I learned so much on these. I love it. So where do you see yourself going from here? What are the next steps in building your business and your platform?
I think the next steps really are to expand the reach in terms of awareness of my work, what I do, and go outside the circles that I have been in so far. Like I've been in certain circles, whether it's an affiliate circle and their circles or my own personal circle. So I need to expand those circles to go much bigger than that. And I'm creating a strategy to do that. To go bigger on those, and then clearing up my message, clearing up the website, having better content in different platforms, like social media platforms and things like that. So it's like that. Okay, so in a nutshell, it's expanding my circle of influence, so to speak.
Fantastic, and it goes hand in hand with continuing to build out the platform, right? Each little piece expands a little bit more, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you have any last bit of advice, a little golden nugget for my listeners if they're, you know, thinking of starting their business that's centered around their life passion and they want it, they're not sure what to do? What would you give them as a golden nugget to say, go ahead and do it?
I would say encouragement is the fuel to growth. And I'm talking more psychologically or esoterically maybe, but encouragement. Most entrepreneurs, or at least the ones I have met and talked to, they have passion, they want to do certain things, but they don't have the encouragement. And encouragement has a very different energetic feel to it. We all are very scared of doing some new things or stepping into zones that we are not familiar with. There is always these questions: how is this going to happen? Will I find people? Will I get the right? Will I be able to do my work effectively? All those kind of questions, they come up, and there is a deeper sense of encouragement that either they can get from some people that they trust, whether it's a family member or it's a coach or whoever they can get the encouragement from, somebody that they really trust. It's not just a teaching, so to speak. It's a trust factor. Or the best way to do is to encourage yourself. Constantly encourage yourself that, yeah, I'm encouraging myself to do this thing because I really want to and there is a need out there. That's why I'm here.
There really is no replacement for having that self-confidence and self-encouragement. Because even if someone else tells you and you don't feel it, boy, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for all of your valuable information. If my listeners wanted to get a hold of you and see about more about the iZone device, where would they find you?
go to my website. It's michaelallenbright.com. And it's now less about the device. It's more about me now. So yeah, that's what you'll find there. And what I use in the background, what tools the doctor uses, it's probably not that relevant. But you can trust the doctor a little bit on taking you to the next steps, then I'm right here.
Fantastic. Well, again, thank you so much for all the valuable information and for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. It was a pleasure talking to you.
I'd like to remind my listeners, you can find out more about this podcast at mindfulmarketingshow.com, or you can text MINDFUL to 58885. That's MINDFUL to 58885 to get more information about this show and the other ones coming up. And until next time, have a beautiful day.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.